So how do you go about developing your creativity? The first step is to undo the negativity that's imposed on you by society and teach yourself to live a creative life. Teaching yourself to become creative involves two parallel exercises: creating a positive state of mind or mental attitude, and second, developing ingenuity. The first exercise deals with the subconscious mind. The second deals with the conscious mind. Do yourself a favor and say this out loud: I am a creative person and I can solve any problem. Did you actually speak the words with your lips or just in your head? If you didn't, pause this audio program and say these words 5 times. I am a creative person and I can solve any problem. And don't restart the program until you do. How did you feel when you said it? Did it feel strange to hear the words? Did it feel like something that maybe you're not supposed to say? If it did, say it again, and again, and again until it feels natural. Why? Because it's true, and you deserve to hear it said, even if it's from your own lips. To develop creativity, you must believe in yourself and your abilities. You can never become creative by thinking negatively or by thinking of failure. If you tell yourself that something can't be done, like buying property without cash or credit, or that it can't be done by you, then chances are you won't do it, and then your belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Fortunately, self-fulfilling prophecies work both ways, negatively and positively, and it's within your power to make the positive ones work for you. To do that, you have to constantly remind yourself that you are creative. Now that you've learned what to say to yourself, make a habit of saying it every morning when you get up. Smile when you say it. Let the idea seep inside you. You'll be amazed at the difference just hearing the words will make in your attitude and your ability to solve problems creatively. Before long, it will seem like you're stating the obvious, but go ahead and do it anyway to ward off a contrary view. To develop ingenuity, you should develop a belief that every problem has multiple solutions and that you're capable of figuring out what they are. Then when you believe that every problem has a number of solutions, problem solving simply becomes an exercise in familiarizing yourself with the problem. When you think through the problem, you'll invent a strategy to solve it. I've come to believe that every problem has at least 10 solutions. As you think through the 10 solutions, you'll usually find one or two that come to mind easily. By the time you reach the 9th or 10th solution, you will have put in a considerable amount of time and brain power. Solutions at this level don't come easy. The 10th solution may even appear to be ludicrous at first, but later you might realize that it contains the nucleus of a practical and workable idea. For example, in the late 1960s, when less than 10% of all real estate sales involved seller financing, the idea of proposing seller financing to a seller appeared highly unlikely. Today, seller financing is acceptable. The lesson is, just because a workable solution is not customary or usual, does not mean that it's not the best way to solve a particular problem.